Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. We are here semi-live from ACUC in Las Vegas. I'm here with Aaron Silva from Paladin FS. How are you, Aaron?
Good. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Well, you're my neighbor over here,
right,
so
I had to come over and do it with you.
Got to be neighborly. Invite him over for
You over there a little later.
All right, that'll do it. All right, hey, you guys, give us a quick plug on what Paladin FS does.
We are core IT contract negotiators.
Okay.
So a credit union comes to us when their contract with their core provider or their ancillary provider, internet banking, whatever, is 2 years out or more.
Mm-hmm.
They come to us, give us their agreement. We compare it to our Blue Book, which has, you know, all the pricing for every service provider in the United States. We compare their contract to our Blue Book, and we come back to them and give them an assessment of how much money can they reduce in these costs to renew, how can they change their contract. And then after that, if they decide to retain us, we'll help them.
Okay, very cool.
Negotiate the contract.
Yeah, obviously, core processors are the backbone of credit unions and financial institutions in general. So you guys are dealing with the contract side of it. What's the state of the contract today? I mean, I'm sure it's evolved over the years, and the complexity I could imagine is just off the charts.
Well, the issue is that they haven't evolved over the years. I recently retained a law firm out of D.C. called Pillsbury, which happens to be the largest IT contract negotiating firm in the world. And they did a gap analysis for me comparing the contracts that community banks and credit unions get from these cores to the types of outsource agreements you would get if we were outside this industry, say they're doing business with an IBM or a Tata or a CA.
Yeah.
And they essentially said these agreements are from 1985, that they had never seen agreements where the relationship of the buyer and the supplier were so confused, that today, by any contemporary measure, that is not how agreements are written. So over these decades since then, bankers and credit union leaders have just simply renewed these agreements. None of them are CIOs. They don't understand. They're just, you know, it's a necessary thing. It ain't broken, don't fix it. But here we are in 2017, and the service providers and suppliers are not providing really super innovative technology to compete against the guys they compete with in the market. The credit unions can't compete against a Wells Fargo.
Right.
And the reason that they don't provide the technology is there's really no incentive for these folks to innovate because it is almost impossible to leave the agreements. And there's an oligopoly right now. I mean, 93% of the market is controlled by three suppliers. And so the industry right now is, you know, vying for a change in these agreements, so they're more contemporary, they're more fair.
Flexible,
they have real SLAs. You know, right around the corner, we have fintech coming here, big time. You got $30 billion of investment in fintech companies. When credit unions start wanting to do business with these fintech companies, wait till they go to their core to ask them to grant access to their data to this third party that has a software that competes with the core. Can't do it because the agreements have exclusivity in them. You remember this?
Yes.
So it is a huge, huge issue laying on top of the industry right now. And it's a battle we're fighting every day when we negotiate these contracts.
Any solutions out there to this? Because it sounds like it's something that needs to change based on what you just said.
So Paladin is a defensive company. We've been doing this for 10 years. So defensive in the sense that someone comes to us with their situation, and if the credit union is 200 million or 500 million or a billion in size, you do the best with the situation you have. You know, that credit union has only so much leverage. So a year ago, June, we launched a company called the Golden Contract Coalition. You can find it at goldencontract.com. And we're amassing large numbers of credit unions and community banks together to then go and negotiate a fair contract, a contemporary contract, the Golden Contract, against the cores now. So we're trying to disrupt the entire industry. So the vision is 2 to 3 years from now, before a credit union leader or a executive of a bank does business with a IT outsourcer, they'll ask them, are you following the Golden Contract standards? And if they're not, they won't do business with them.
As you're talking, I'm thinking, gosh, technology is changing so fast. I mean, we just listened to Guy Kawasaki up there talking about the very same thing. But, you know, if you're a credit union and you're in this contract that you can't, I don't want to say you get out of, but at least be somewhat flexible or something. I mean, that really, it seems to me, I'm not an expert on this by any means, but it seems like it kind of handcuffs them in a way.
Here's a great example. So when we did that gap analysis, or gap assessment with the law firm, in the real world, outside of our industry, if you are contracted with a company to provide you a service and you believe that service is no longer competitive, you have the right to go to that supplier and say, I don't think your product's competitive. Show me a roadmap and compel me to stay, or I get to go.
Right, right.
In our world, if Fiserv turns out, or Jack Henry turns out an uncompetitive product, you're stuck.
Right, right.
You can't leave unless you pay termination penalties with Jack Henry 100%, Fiserv 80%. Mm-hmm. You have to pay to leave, and then when you go to that competitive supplier, maybe it's an internet banking provider,
then
the core is going to charge you an interface fee in between. So when you add up the costs of exit, integration, and interface, the price is right back up at where it was when you were with it. So it's they have really got their teeth.
Right.
And it's really, it's our doing as an industry, because we've not challenged these contracts for so many decades.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what, you know, we try to do every single day.
Okay.
Is we're trying to... You know, the cores do a fantastic job. Don't get me wrong. I'm not core bashing here.
Right.
They provide a service, like you said at the opening. No credit union could be a credit union without a core.
Right.
But it's time, you know, it's time things have to change a little bit. So these credit unions can compete against community banks, and they all can compete against the big guys.
Right.
And the cores have to enable that. We have to get competition and fair deals into our market.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's... You know, we're not going to wait for a new core to come around that's going to disrupt the industry. I mean, there's some...
That takes a while.
Yeah. How long do people... It's going to take a long time. So that's what we're trying to do.
Wow. Wow. What an issue. I keep thinking, gosh, you know, technology is changing so fast. And credit unions really want to... And to be relevant today, I just had Mark Sievright in here from Fiserv. Uh-huh. And he was saying, you know, to be relevant, you got to kind of keep up with the time, so to speak. And so, again, that's just like... You know, I would think the cores would be have some sort of flexibility.
They don't. One of the things, well, when you look at Fiserv, and again, this is just my opinion, Fiserv is not really a technology company. They're a hedge fund.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they buy other companies that have the technology, and then they bolt them on.
Mm-hmm.
Fidelity does it. Mm-hmm. Jack does it to a lesser extent. So, no, they're not really innovating anymore. And they say they want to be flexible. But if you go to Fiserv or any of the cores and say, look, I want you to license me an enterprise API so I can plug any other fintech provider in.
Yeah.
Uh-uh. No way.
Wow.
No way. They won't have anything to do with it.
Huh.
Even though that idea is a current and contemporary idea with open platform and you know, Salesforce and all these developers.
Yeah.
Not in this world. Is there a development economy around products for Fiserv, Fidelity, Jack? No. It's closed. So this is like a dinosaur, a relic of how technology was done many years ago, and the benefits are fantastic to them. And look at their stock prices. Fantastic.
Aaron, oh my goodness.
You had no idea what you were
getting into. My gosh.
This is a big, huge issue that is... You know, everyone, I mean, you can have a great relationship with your core, and God bless them, they're doing a good job. They're trying to do a good job. They're trying to make a profit. I get it. But this lays over credit unions and community banks across the entire industry. They really are holding them back from doing great things. And with all this investment coming in from fintech, you know, right around the corner, wait till you have to go ask your core to allow you to have access, give them access to your data on their platform so you can take service away from them.
Yeah.
That's not the way it should be. But hopefully we can, you know, push that change. That's what we say the Golden Contract Coalition, we're trying to change the game.
Okay.
So goldencontract.com.
All right.
And paladin-fs.com.
There you go. Message to end on. All right. Aaron, thank you so much, man.
Thanks
for the education. All right. Yeah.